will receive it with meekness, with accuracy, I will flow in it tonight, tomorrow, next month, next year, for the rest of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 28. Well, I'll be sharing with us along the certain line what we share. What we share. A bit around the things of the Spirit. Matthew 28 from verses 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 16, quickly, from verses 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. Say they will speak with new tongues. Say they will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And he went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the words with signs following. Amen. Luke 24, quickly. Luke 24, from verses 45. I'll go from 45. He said, and he opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scripture. Is it thus? It is written that thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name among every nation or all nations, and ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. John 20. John 20. Verses 22. Hallelujah. It says, and when he said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So whosoever sins, ye remit are repeated to them, and whosoever ye retain, since there is eternal life, is retained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we all know that these are the closing remarks of Jesus within the 40 days. Hallelujah. 40 days after he resurrected, he taught them 40 days and gave them instructions. And the instructions is, go make disciples. Hallelujah. What we call the Great Commission. Preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preach the gospel. Look at how Luke calls it. Luke 24. It says, look at what he calls the gospel. What should be preached? Look at that 46. It says, tosses which are tosses, if the host Christ to suffer right from the dead, the third day, and have repentance and remission of sins. Hallelujah. It says, repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name. So, Luke will call the gospel of God's forgiveness of sins. So that means, if we now put Luke side by side with John, look at John 20. He says, whosoever sins he forgive. So that means when a man believes the gospel, his sins are forgiven. Forgiveness of sins is not what you work for. Forgiveness of sins is what you receive in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah, as a preaching of the gospel. So Luke says, oh, what should be preached is the forgiveness of sins. That is, the gospel is the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, who forgives sins is God that does forgive sins. It's God that forgives sins. Hallelujah. God forgives sins. So when John said, whosoever sins you forgive, have forgiven them, what is John saying? John is saying, in the preaching of the gospel, a man is standing in the stead of God. Or you put it like this, God is carrying out his task in the earth through man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God carries out his will in the earth through man. So when I start to preach the gospel, it's God's work. It's not my work. It's God that is carrying out his task through me. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, this instruction is a call for everyone who is saved to be found in God's tax. It's God's call. Hallelujah. Everyone who believes,
will be found in God's tax in all the earth. What is God's tax? To see men saved. Look at first Timothy quickly, chapter 2. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. It says, and this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved. This is God's desire. God's desire is to have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see God's desire? Every man to be saved. So when he says, go preach the gospel, he is enrolling you into his tax in the earth. All men to be saved. When he says, preach the gospel, the word there is preach, from the Greek word kerusu, to announce. I know that there have been a lot of distortion all here and there, where people no longer announce the gospel, they now dance the gospel. And I say, what are you doing? We are doing breakdown. How are you doing? You're using breakdowns to preach the gospel. Is that what you were sent? Hallelujah. You were sent to preach the gospel with your mouth. Kerusso means to make an announcement with the mouth. Hope you hear me. To make an announcement with the mouth. It's not to dance it. I used to share this. I always say that before or during the time of Jesus, even before Jesus, art and culture date back centuries before Jesus. Before Jesus was born. But yet, Jesus didn't choose drama. He didn't choose art as a means to preaching the gospel. Rather, he said, preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Imagine on the day of Pentecost, when the people gathered, and Peter told John, John, you know what? And I needed to ask Jesus, let's ask Passion of the Christ. Okay, John, you'll be God. Thomas, you're a doubting guy, so you will be Satan. Matthew, you will be Jesus. Who again? Oh, Mary Magdalene? Oh, no. Mary, come. Martha, come. You act Mary. Oh, and you, Mary, you act. Let us ask Jesus sin. Do you think they will get 3,000 people saved? They will have zero sin. You are students. Most of you. You don't get people saved by acting the moon. I remember years back when I was in school, you and I, they called us that Joyful Theater. They are acting a movie in school. I said, what's that for? So the then JCCB president called me and said he wanted me to be there. I said, no problem, I'll be there. So we went for Joyful Theater. Lovely choreography, lovely. See, people were crying. People were crying. Touching. So that's when they acted God. You say, who will you ask God like Jesus? And people wouldn't cry. When you after the king, you saw them flogging. You're like, How many of you have watched Passion of the Christ? Even before the film entered halfway, you started crying. Look at the way they flogged him. Nobody gets born again by that. No, you don't. You get born again by the gospel preached, not acted. Hallelujah. Your cry, your tears of emotion is not being saved. It's not salvation. How many hear me? It's not salvation. Salvation is far beyond your tears. But no matter how they, I've not watched Passion of the Christ. You shouldn't be surprised. Amen? I haven't, but I've heard stories that they flogged the guy. Woo! What is it? Flesh. I use my vulgar language. Flesh will come up. I've never watched it to the end. Amen. Maybe when I bought the CD, it was not, they were speaking Roman. Or was it Roman or? Yeah, Latin. They were speaking Latin. So I just lost interest. Anyway, I just lost interest halfway. But actually, those things doesn't make a man born again. Hallelujah. Is the gospel preached? So you've been called into preaching the gospel. So be careful of adulterating it. Amen. 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 I call acting it laziness. Fear. You want to act it. Some of you say, that is my talent. We'll deal with that tomorrow. I want to deal with all those things people call talent. Let's say talent and gift. Hallelujah. We'll do that tomorrow. Hallelujah.
It says, it's my talent to act.
Talent? Talent? What? It's not only talent. It's my talent to act movie. Hey, that accent to me. Okay, no, it's dead now, sorry. Which movie again? Go ask Kanai or Kanai. It's my talent. So.
Hallelujah.
So what is your talent? Use it to preach Christ.
No.
Preach the gospel. That's the word keruso. Keruso means to announce it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To say it. Glory to God. So let's get into our teaching today. So when a man is born again, he's born into God's divine assignment.
Hallelujah.
To raise disciples. Look at Matthew 28:20. He says, teaching them.
Hallelujah.
Teaching them. Raise disciples by teaching them. When you use the word teaching them, it therefore means that a vital activity in raising people, raising disciples, is by teaching. A vital activity you should find in the local church should be teaching.
Hallelujah.
You'll find it in the lives of the apostles. But before you find it in the lives of the apostles, you'll find it in Jesus first. Jesus is a teacher. Matthew 5. Quickly, please. I have to be a bit fast because of my time tonight. Matthew 5, verse 23. Are you with me? Did I say Matthew 5? No, Matthew 4, verse 23. A mistake? Matthew 4, 23. It said that Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues. Did you see that? He was teaching in their synagogues. Jesus taught. From Matthew 5, where you have the Beatitude, to Matthew 7, verses 27, Jesus was teaching. It's one teaching meeting that ran from chapter 5 to chapter 7. Two chapters.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was teaching. Glory to God. So you will discover that Jesus was always found teaching, apart from the fact that you saw him pray and heal the sick. He was always found teaching. Teaching. In fact, in Matthew 13, okay, let's read Luke account. Mark 6, by Mark 6, he got into his hometown and they didn't believe him. There was no miracle done. And what did he do? Look at from verses 3. See, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Judah and Simeon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kings and in his own house. And he could do no mighty works there, save that he laid hands on few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. There was unbelief. Look at verses 6. And he went round about the village teaching. When there was unbelief, Jesus didn't go and say, Oh God. No. He went about teaching. Did you see that? So the cure to unbelief is teaching. Come here, man. The cure to unbelief is teaching. Teach the word.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was found teaching. Hallelujah. So it won't be lost on you that you will find such kind of model in the apostles also. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2. After they had the encounter, what did they do? Peter stood up and taught. Chapter 3, there was a miracle at the gate called Beautiful. What did Peter do? Peter was teaching.
Hallelujah.
You discover that they were found teaching all the time. What did they learn it from? Who did they learn it from? From Jesus. So Jesus becomes for us today a model. A model. Jesus is our model.
Hallelujah.
Jesus in the incarnation models for us the believer's life. The activities of the believer. You find it in Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. He says, same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. How without him is anything made that is made? He said, he is light, and the light is the light of men.
Hallelujah.
That the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. Did you see that? This is Jesus. The Bible says he is God.
In verse 14, he now says, and the word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus is God, became a man. Not a lookalike God. No, Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Jesus is the God of the Old Testament books. That is why many a times when you find him talk, he says, I am. I am is the name of God in Exodus. Moses asked him, Who will I tell the children of Israel? Sent me. They tell them, I am that I am. In John 8, they came to meet Jesus. And Jesus was talking about Abraham. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Some people say, no, it was because of age. At first, if you read John 8, verse 51, the Bible says that Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And they said, how old are you? That you say, Abraham rejoiced to see your day. Are you up to 50 years? Then Jesus now said, before Abraham was, I am. And they carried stones. You know, today, people will think he was saying he was before Abraham. No. The guys he was speaking to were Pharisees. And they understood the scriptures. They knew the moment he used the word, ego am I. That's the word, I am. They knew that that is the name reserved for God. So he said, before Abraham was, I am. He's saying he is the God of Abraham. And he picked up stones. And he said, for your mighty works with you, we are not stoning you. But for you being a man, claim to be God. He said, that is why we're killing you. Did you see that? Why? Because of the use of the word, ego am I. I am. Hope you're following me. So, it must be lost on you that Jesus is God. And as God, he modeled for us what the Christian life should be. Amen. He was found teaching. You think he didn't have distractions like you do? He does. But you know what? His eye is fixed on the Master's work. Hallelujah. Today, tonight, I'm seeing men who be steadfast. Amen.
Amen.
I'm seeing men and women that will be steadfast for the next decades and decades and decades upon decades.
Amen.
Hope you're hearing me. I see people that will find meaning to the call of God upon their lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hitherto now, places you struggled in, you will walk effortlessly in them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I'm rest assured that at the end of this meeting by tomorrow, many of you will find boldness. Miracles will be done through your hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not joking about it. Many of you, the gift of God's Spirit in your life, the gift of God's Spirit will be in full manifestation. All of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say to you that you'll be turned to another man.
Amen.
You'll be turned to prophets in the land.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:52. I am. And they picked up stones. Because he is God. And as God, he models for us the life of the believer. Hallelujah. We'll see a bit of it shortly. Hallelujah. Let's see a few things. So, that means, from the activities of Jesus, we'll find what the believer's lifestyle should be. The believer's ministry should be. Let's see what the writer of Hebrews will say in Hebrews chapter 1. The writer of Hebrews was writing about the ministry of Jesus. Hebrews 1 quickly. About the ministry of Jesus. Are you there? We're getting into the climax of my teaching tonight. What we share. Okay, I'll rather read from verses 7. It says, and of which of the angels, let me start from verse 6. And again, when he bringeth his first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels straight and ministers a flame of fire? Not unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness. is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Was that not about the ministry of Jesus? And he said the ministry of Jesus was with the oil of gladness. Did you see that? Was with the oil of gladness. So that means the ministry of Jesus, where you and I have been called into, the task of Jesus in all the earth, where you and I have been called into, is that which is full of the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. How can you believe you are in the ministry of Jesus? You don't know? Jesus said, he said, he was speaking about our task, what he will call us to do. He says to them, he says, there are many other sheep who are supposed to be part of this sheepfold. Say, my duty is to bring them in. And that duty is what he has given to you and I. We are in his ministry. Paul will say we are his workmanship. We are workers together with him. Hallelujah. So God is doing his work in the earth through men. Glory to God. So when he uses the word oil of gladness, the word gladness there is the word in the Greek, agalesis. Agalesis. We're going to explore that tonight. That word agalesis is from another word where you have agalio. Agalio. Agalio, we're talking about the ministry of Jesus. Agalio implies to rejoice. You know, some people don't think God rejoice. We just say God is just one thing. You know, maybe the way they structure God in their head is the way they structure their father. At home, where their father will just sit down, we are watching cartoon. Your father comes in and the next thing is news. You want to talk, you just say, go and read your book. Then you just... I grew up knowing my father's footsteps. From afar! To hear his footsteps, all the cartoon you are watching, you will just quietly put this TV on news. You carry your book, the book you've not been reading since morning, take it inside and start reading, even if you don't understand what you are reading. And that news will be like that till morning, so don't bother coming back. Don't bother coming back if you won't watch any other thing. So people have pictured God that way. You sin, God just said, you are dead. God will just put sickness. Some people think God gives them sickness. God will just put sickness on you. Someone once said, God is giving him, gave him sickness, now you can be humble. God is not that way, sorry. Right, God is not that way. The older God, God is not that way. We have a series in church. I'm teaching on revelation of God. Hallelujah. So you get it. We have an introduction. Introduction is about 10 hours. 10 hours introduction. Introduction. Don't jump to listen to the one I'm teaching now. Go and listen to the introduction first. 10 hours on revelation. So people have some very funny notion of God. I'm serious. During the time of COVID, all we have seen is God sent COVID. And I said, we know the laboratory where COVID came out from. Was it God that sent it? How? When you know the place, to take you to China. I said, this is the lab where they made it. See, is it rapture? It's not only rapture, it's rupture. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Amen. Glory to God. But surely God rejoices. But you find this in the ministry of Jesus. Agalio means to rejoice. To be exceedingly joyful. Hallelujah. To be exceedingly joyful. It involves, I'm going to tell you what it is, then I'll go back to scriptures and I'll explain. It involves to live. The way you live. Hallelujah. The way you live. Hallelujah. That's it. You live. You turn around. Hallelujah. The word of God, that's agalio. You leap. You turn around. Eat. Like we said, it has another word, agalesis. Agalesis is used for a child. How many of you have seen a child trying to walk? maybe around,
okay, nowadays students eat a lot of academic food, so it takes them time to work.
Maybe around 1 year, around 10, 11, 12 months. See, they're trying to walk and they fall. See, they're trying to walk and they're trying to stagger to hold themselves. Right? Yeah. So, that is where the word agonist form. How you try to walk as if you're staggering, as if you're drunk. Hallelujah. As if you're drunk. But you're not falling. But you're trying to stagger to fall. Now, that is what, that is the root word for agonist. Hallelujah. So, therefore, agonist means to leap, to jump, to show your leg in an uncoordinated manner. To show your leg in an uncoordinated manner. You know when you dance, when you dance to a shooting, you dance to Ashake, you dance, they say, how did you know Ashake, Pastor?
I know.
Amen. So when you dance to Ashake, you're shooting, you're what again? What's the latest one?
You guys are claiming the name of God.
Tell me. What the latest one? I'm not hearing anything. Somebody in church taught me how to dance a tiki dance. Let them took me on I went for Reaza. Yes. The person told me that my wife will not beat me during my wedding. So the person taught me. I was going for Reaza. And on that day, like the world before my face, she beat me. This is the first time admitting it in the whole world. Amen? I know when she's listening to this, she'll just be laughing. Shite, we've been arguing arguments. Because I know I dance more than him. In my heart, I know I didn't. Amen. Glory to God. So, you know when you dance, normal dance, you dance coordinated. But when it comes to a dance, it's not coordinated. Hallelujah. It revolves in tongue. It's uncoordinated. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes look at you wonderful, but you're not found. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is found in the ministry of Jesus. In the ministry of Jesus. Remember, I told you Jesus is God. So that means if it is found in the ministry of Jesus, it will be found in the character of God. Hallelujah. And joy for the believer. We're going to see that. It's found in the character of God. Joy for the believer is not induced by things. You know, some people want to, they say, I don't know, I'm getting depressed. A believer should never be depressed.
Yes, sir.
I've said this and I keep saying it. Depression is of the devil. No matter how you want to make it normal, it's not of God. Can you hear me? So, we don't have an option. We have joy. Joy! Joy! Hallelujah!
Amen.
We have joys. So, most of people want to get happy, they go for a night of 1,000 watts. Everybody's cracking them up. And after that, you remember all your problems, all your sorrows and your back. What would they even say in the night of 1,000 watts? Something that if someone has told you at home, you wouldn't even find it funny. And everything I'm saying is a lie. I'm serious. The man is just good. You just hit his head on his toes, boom! What is that? He's so funny. Some people spend all their data to watch Mr. Sabu's investor. That has never bought a car. Because someone sent me and said, Mr. Sabu's has bought a car. How nice. Let me see. He was driving one car, lo and behold, was going to deliver your life. Oh my God, my data is gone. That, his investment has never paid off. You'll just be watching and just be laughing. Yeah, Brother Shaggy, they want somebody to induce them to laugh. Just a few days ago in Lagos, someone was caught, wanted to jump down a bridge. Why? And someone in my office said it's depression. Depression is narrow. Depression is real. You know, we have an office, we say depression is real. I respond on the office group and I said, Satan is real. They said, don't take it spiritual. No, it is spiritual. Life itself is spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, joy is our own. Joy is our thing. Isaiah 51. Let's see a few things. Isaiah 51. Joy is our thing. He said, I'm not a believer, child of God, Holy Ghost sealed, tongue talking. He said, I don't know, Pastor, I'm just being depressed. Just tell the person, go and rejoice. No stress. Hallelujah. Amen. I saw that your pastor was trying to get you guys to rejoice before meeting, and you guys, some people were looking. I think it's because you're not in touch. I'm going to teach you. And we share in joy. Hallelujah. Isaiah 51:3. It is. It says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. Did you see that? I want you to be there. Are you with me? It says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he will make our wilderness like he did. He said, the Lord will comfort Zion. Put your hands there. Look at Hebrews 12. Okay, let me read it. Say, we have come into Mount Zion. Did you see that? We have come. So when a man is born again, he's in Zion. So that means whatever he's talking about what will be found in Zion. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So we are in Zion. Hallelujah. It is. And a wilderness like Eden, and a desert like the garden of God. Say, joy and gladness shall be found therein. What shall be found in Mount Zion? Joy and gladness shall be found there. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Did you see there's no place of depression?
Yes, sir.
The words are doing. What's happening? Dollar is now 1,000. What's going on? I'm broke. No! God will say that cannot be found. What will be found is joy. Hallelujah! Glory to God! So you just learn to cheer yourself up. Hallelujah! Amen! Say joy and gladness. Amen. Isaiah 55. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. They won't get to 55. Look at verses 11. Or else Isaiah 51. Verses 11. Oh. It says, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Are you the redeemed of the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. The redeemed of the Lord shall return. And shall come with singing unto Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. And what? Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. What shall be upon their head? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall obtain gladness and joy. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Can you see that?
Yes,
so there's no room for sorrow.
Yes,
there's no room for grief. There's no room. Joy forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love that song by Sinatra. I'm going to sing and praise him. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one is inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner, more than victorious, I'm an heir of His kingdom, filled with the Holy Ghost. I rejoice in Him, I rejoice in Him, I rejoice in Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 52. Isaiah 52. I want you to see consistently. Verses 12. Hey. It says, for ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel shall be your reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 55. I need you to see this again. Chapter 55. Verse 12. 55 verse 12. Okay. It says, for ye shall go out with joy. Hallelujah. And be led forth with peace. Ye shall go out with joy. Hallelujah. It says, the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing. And the streets of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Isaiah 12. Oh, we skipped it. Isaiah 12, verse 1. It says, And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Hallelujah. Therefore, with God shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. With joy, you will draw waters from the well of salvation. Did you see that? Joy. Joy is our thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means when I rejoice, I'm drawing from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. I'm drawing from the wells of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65, quickly. Let's see something about ourselves and God. Isaiah 65. Are you there? That is 18. I'll take 18 into 19. Say, but be ye glad and rejoice. This is an instruction. He said, be ye glad and rejoice forever. Did you see? Is the joy for 1 year? Is it for 1 year? Is it for 2 years? Is it for 4 years? Is it because of election? Is it for material things? Is it rejoice forever? Brothers and sisters, you have a choice. The reason why? Because the economy is not good. The government is not good. You say, no! What do you mean of that? Hallelujah! Amen. Bible says rejoice forevermore. I'm going to show you something. But first of all, that means when you hear contrary things, when you hear things, people are complaining and crying, it doesn't concern you. Most times, I believe, or I think we focus too much on what we shouldn't be focusing on. That is what brings in depression. I'm telling you the truth. We focus too much on what we shouldn't be focusing on. See? Okay, let me not get there. Hallelujah. Look at verses 19. Okay, we're looking at 18, right? Okay. It says, But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. So did you see what you should be joyful for? What God created. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing and a people a joy. That means you have been created for joy. Okay, you hear me? Verse 19, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem. This is God speaking now. God is saying he will rejoice. So that means God is not just telling you to rejoice. He's telling you, you are rejoicing because I modeled it. It's his thing. So, in verse 19, he says, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. So, God too rejoices. Hallelujah. Amen. God also rejoices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly, let's rush to Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Zephaniah 3. If you don't know where Zephaniah is, go to table of content and be fast. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 8. Let me check out there. Okay, verse 17. I read. He said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice. Higher. This is God. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. This is God. God is saying he will rejoice. So that means joy is God's nature. Joy is God's character. So when God tells you to rejoice, he's telling you to rejoice because you have the capacity to. He has given you his spirit. So you have the capacity to rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. No wonder Jesus. A second. No wonder Jesus in Luke 10, as we're going to see, will practice it. Will show us. Hallelujah. So when you say God rejoices, So, does to rejoice, does it include to laugh? Does it include to laugh? Look at Psalms 2 verse 4. Let's read that together, everybody. Psalms 2 verse 4. Hallelujah. Are you in verse 4? So let's read together. I want to go.
Let's start from verse 1.
Let's go from verse 1.
Why do the kings rage?
And the rulers
imagine the same thing.
Okay?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Sing.
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.
Verse 4.
Ye that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
When men were planning, what did God do? He will laugh. So God to laugh. He rejoices and enjoy you have laughter. So God just laughs. And when he tells you to rejoice, it includes to laugh. Why can I just laugh when there's nothing amusing me? When there's no basket mouth and there is no Brother Shaggy, why will I laugh? No, you are missing it. Hallelujah. That is not the real laugh. The real laugh is from the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is joy. That is laughter. Hallelujah. Amen. This is God. This is God. The creator of heaven and earth. Let's see Jesus. Luke 10. You know, you say, Jesus is ancient of days. Right? Luke 10. Come on, Luke. Okay. Luke 10. Are you there? Okay. Oh, wait, number 17. And the 70 returned, Jesus sent them out. Bible said they returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils were subject to us through your name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19, now said, see, they were rejoicing. Jesus was changing their joy pattern. They were rejoicing because of miracles. They saw miracles and they were rejoicing. Woo! Ha ha! And Jesus said, no, I beheld Satan fall. Verse 19, now said, behold, I give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So what Jesus is like telling them is, when they were rejoicing, the demons were subject to them. Said, what the Satan for? I give you power. I give you the power now. So, I give you. But let's say in verse 20, it says, look at what he did. Verse 20. It says, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that spirit are subject unto you. Did you see that? He changes what they should rejoice for. So don't rejoice because spirits are subject to you. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is that eternal?
Yes,
is that what God created?
Yes,
Genesis 1:1, beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Did you see that? So rejoice that your name are written in heaven. So that means the reason for joy is for eternal truth. Hallelujah. So you rejoice for what God has done. What has God done? He has given me his spirit. We're going to investigate all that tomorrow. He has given me his spirit. What has God done? What has God done? Where I am is where he is. What has God done? I have his life. I have eternal life. What has God done? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a son. What has God done? I'm a king. I'm a priest. What has God done? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What has God done? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. What has God done? We are seated together with him in the heavenly places. What has God done? Hallelujah. These are eternal truths. So he's telling you, do not rejoice because you have money in your bank account. No, that's not the reason to joy. Is it good to have money in your bank account? It's good though. Don't be broke. Amen. I like money. If you don't like yours, give me yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think I would like? I like money.
You want to know whether I like money?
Tell me 1 million. Amen.
I will call you and thank you.
I'll tell you God bless you. Amen. Amen. I like money, but I don't rejoice because of money. I think some people, they just got a lie. Hey, banga, banga, kiki.
A lot.
Yeah, motivated song. Yeah. No. No. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, whoever was like that when I was in sky, they have money. I just told my dad, I drank my last Gary and told myself, I'm going to raise this stomach till Jesus comes. And someone came miraculously and I shared it with you guys, right? Recently. And President Nam brought me my sugar. I don't even know how he did. But I saw the guy some few weeks in Lagos. When I saw him, I remember what he did. Because I didn't have money. He just went, he bought what I liked in school. You bring it now, I might not like it. But Opa and Coke. No, and Pepsi. He just brought it. He just said, man of God, take. And I thought, I just spoke in tongues. I said, God is good. Amen. I understand, students. I understand. I understand. Amen. But you know what? In that, rejoice not. That you receive pankala. Amen. But rejoice that you miss out in heaven. Now, very important that you don't miss it. Verses 21. It says, in that hour. Look at your Bible. In that hour. Jesus didn't do it for 1 minute. He didn't even 1 second. In that hour. Within that same time frame. What did he do? After Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Did you see that? And the word used there, rejoice, is the word agaleo. That means Jesus not like this. Jesus, God, ancient of days, right? Right? Yeah. He couldn't be ancient of days. What did he? Woo! Started jumping everywhere. I was laughing. In that, Jesus. Then, no, nah. God can be this. You know, some people can't reason that in their head. God can be this calm. God should do this. You know, some people thought when Jesus resurrected, he just came to his disciples. You, Thomas, look at my hands. Touch it. No! See, let me tell you how the Greek put it. The Bible says, as he showed up, he didn't come through the door. So he showed up, and he shouted to them, help me! He didn't do,
help me.
No! He shouted, help me! That was how the Greek put it. He came with a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was a shout of victory.
Yes,
he made my Matthew 16. He said, I'll build my church. And the gate of hell will not prevail. So now he has built this church in the resurrection. So he showed up. He said, help me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At that point, Thomas wasn't there. So another time, they told Thomas down there. He said, the master was there. He just showed up here, hey Thomas, come, touch me. And Thomas said, the moment Thomas was done doing that, he knelt down and said, my Lord, my God. Then Jesus said, blessed, he said, you are blessed because you saw. He said, but blessed that day, that seed of yours returned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, some people think God is one boring being, just really. Lengy. You know, even God knows how he will hear God. Much cartoon. And God turned to the left. If you look back, you turn to south. Robot. Let me just go back. If you look back, south. Okay. The land of God is the top. No! Hallelujah. In fact, let me tell you, God spoke to Moses. The Bible says that they asked for manna, God gave them manna. They never started complaining. That in Egypt we used to eat onion, we used to eat bread. God now spoke to Moses and said, see, tell them, I will give them I will not give them manna. I will give them beds. I'll give them raisins. I'll give them meat. See, they will eat and eat. Look at what God said. God said they will eat and eat till it will come out of their bushes. And he said, God just said, tell them to eat till they come out of their bushes. No! God was just being ruthless at that point. Did they have to come out from their noses? But that was when they said, share your food. They think I cannot provide. Don't worry. Tell them, they will chop, eh? Even their toilets will move. That is God. I wonder why people can say that. They didn't know just to make me when I was small, I was told if God points you, you die. So whenever I'm having an argument with my friends, when small, you say, hey, don't point me. Because if God points you, you will die. Don't have this over. What those kind of points? Comes into our head. God is not like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember years back I shared with two people that God is a speaking being. Some people think God is not working. God took me. No. God was speaking. God talks. Hallelujah. What is he talking about? He's talking about who he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and read the scriptures now. That was his, he was, he said the voice of the Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God was talking and walking. Hallelujah. Amen. So change your mindset about how you see God. Why I just kill people? Say God is pity. You think God is pity, don't you? My child. No, God isn't like that. Hallelujah. Amen. So I told you, I have what a series in church. Revelation of God. That series. Amen. To change your mindset about God. To change your mindset. But you must be someone of patience. Because the first audio you listen to, which is the introduction, is 10-hour stretch. People sat down when I taught 10 hours. So you sit down to listen to 10 hours. That is one. You now go to series one. I mean series one. We are having series two going on in church already. Hallelujah. I will answer the question, does God get angry? So we say, hallelujah. Say, God, you just get angry like that. Boom. Just destroy everything. Amen. It's not true. Amen. Let us round this up. So God rejoiced. We finally see Jesus. Jesus went, woo! And in that car, they saw him rejoice. This is not cinema. They saw him kuru. God. He did a gun. That means he threw his leg in an uncoordinated manner. That means Jesus went like this. For us. Jesus. I was laughing. I'm doing this. Saw him. You know what I said? Ah! God, yes. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting. That's you. Amen. Let's see the result of that. Chapter 24. Remember, when they killed Jesus at first, the disciples went to hide. Right? Now chapter 24 verse 51 into 52. And it came to pass, when he blessed them and was parted from them and carried them up into heaven. Right? Verse 62. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? With what? Great joy. Great joy. That's why they went back to Jerusalem. That is, when Jesus was taken out from their sight the second time. Now the first time he died, right? The second time he ascended, right? Now when he blessed the second time, instead of them to go and hide, remember, when he resurrected, he taught them for 40 days. Now they understood joy. That was why I wasn't scared. When your pastors were rejoicing and were looking at them, the first time they went to hide. When Jesus was done teaching them 40 days, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 3, he taught them 40 days. Now when he was done teaching them, now he named them. What did they do? They rejoiced back. They didn't rejoice and stop. They rejoiced. The word there in the Greek is called megascharia. It means a wild joy. Wow! Hallelujah!
Amen.
They were just jumping. That was what they were doing. And he got back to Jerusalem. He was rejoicing. Wow! Hallelujah! The Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Okay, let's keep chapter 4 for now. We'll get back to chapter 4. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 41, verses 40 to 41, they wanted not to preach in the name of Jesus again. You know, this is trouble. They say, you preach again. The disciples of Jesus were not elderly men. Hope you know that. They were young guys, like you and I. They were teenagers. Let me know. They wanted in verses 40, they were young guys. Wonder if we hear, but they went ahead and preached. You were not afraid now. Hallelujah. That is what they want. You know, that's what they want. Let me read from verse 40. And to them they agreed, and when they had called their apostles and beaten them, they flogged them very well. They commanded them that they should not preach, that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and made them go. So they flogged them well. See, when you hear they flogged them, don't think of the way your clients will use king to flog him. This is, go and research how the Roman king is. That's how they flogged them. Flog them, they whip them. They have no gene. You know, today they don't flog a red gene inside. I reject it. They have no gene. They beat them well. Now let them go. So Sister Deborah didn't tell up and so Sammy Jeff, Sammy, you know what? They will be doing evangelism in the afternoon. When some people have left and go, you know? You know what? See, wisdom is profitable to direct. Maybe that axis, we shouldn't go there again. Let's just begin, have fellowship. Let's not put loudspeaker again. Let's just reduce it. They flogged them. Bible says, how did they go back? Look, let's read verses 41 together. Want to go? Agalio. Agalio is not a noun. Agalio is a verb. So when it is and they rejoice, it's a verb. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means when they left that place, they came out from the police station. They just closed the door. You can get out of the VIP. He just came out from the station. Peter, ha, the flood was, and they tried back home. They were just rejoicing. Just rejoicing. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I'm born again. I can never have depression in my life.
Never.
It's not making up. Me. Me. Excuse me. This is my thing. This is my car. This is my house. This is everything. Before? Put it like that. Let me hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? Sometimes you just sit at home. I'll just sit at home. You know, just be thinking about things. No. You know, most times you can catch yourself thinking wrong. Sometimes I do. I do. Maybe thinking, and in the midst of that, just remember, you're born again. I'm a child of God. I got the life of God in. From that, maybe I just start laughing. Hallelujah! You know what now? When I begin to rejoice at home, my daughter does it more than me. She just called, Daddy, woo! I'm there! I will start rejoicing together. I rejoice with my little baby. I will have Holy Ghost meetings together. You know now? Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
Have Holy Ghost meetings together. So you know what I mean, Daddy, let's pray in tongues. We'll pray in tongues together. How will you go speak it together? No time for joke. No time for how. No, things, they're hungry, they're rich. You will just kill yourself by yourself, with yourself. Hallelujah. You just die. I will forget you. That way are our life. Yeah?
Amen.
Just be working. God. God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder when you get to Philippians 4:4. No, Philippians 3:1 first. Hallelujah. I'm going to close. Yeah, close. Yeah. Yeah. Philippians 3:1. Yeah. Don't worry, tomorrow morning we'll have time. I have to show you some things precept by precept again. Hallelujah. No, I saw some people clapping. Stop. I don't want to get there, but I'm going to get there. See, clapping. I've been in a place recently, that was last year. Was it last year? I shared it with you, last 2 years. Where somebody was talking about the magical implication of clapping, how good it is. I said, not true. I said, you don't have any medical whatever. I was like, no, if you listen to the word, I said, never. Just a minute. I said, never. Clapping is not of God. There's no more use to clap to God, it's not true. I said, see, first of all, let me first debunk the medical aspect. I'm not a medical doctor, but thank God I belong to a generation called the Gen Z generation. We have AIs. And then I quickly did my own. That last 2 years, just went to God. Should person. Can you see clapping has no medical implication? So that your nonsense that you are carrying is nonsense. Now, let's get to the spiritual part. I'm going to show you that, guys, tomorrow. But I'll just give you tips. Amen. I'll do that first thing. It's not part of what I'm teaching, but for the sake of what I am inspired to do tonight. Eh? I'll show you first thing before I get into my teaching tomorrow. I'll show you all through scripture where the word clapping is used. You will discover that clapping was not used for God. Clapping was used to mock. It was never used for God. Never. Never used for God. It's to mock. It used to mock God. Yes. In their world. Hold this one. Come and mock God. You do like that. So the Bible says they will clap their hands in mockery. It's not the sign of the Spirit. It's not. I'll show you guys tomorrow. So most of what I encourage people to do when you're in church. What if there's no sound, there's no drum, and come on, sing. You can sing without clapping. See, I tell you, you can sing without clapping. I'll show you from scriptures. I've been saying this since 2018, yes. Since 2018. And I heard it. I heard it first for my spiritual father, Kenneth Hagin. Yes, but I don't understand until I heard it from Pastor Shebo Noinka. All through scriptures, never was it used to praise God. Never. I'll show you. We'll look at it together. You can do your research and come to church tomorrow. Hallelujah. And then I'll show you what scriptures. Yeah, right. It was never used to praise God. Never. It was used in mockery. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but rather, that's when the epistles watch. You didn't hear any part in the epistles or in the New Testament say, clap your hands unto the Lord. Did you hear it? Eh? Yes. What you hear is a rejoice. Did you hear dance? I see some people come to church and they are doing, woo, go down. You know, because it goes slow. You know what that? You have to give offering. You dance and cause goes slow. People come to church and they are doing, let's say, in church. I like your church. Oh. In church, I did leg walk in church. See, someone else told me, but this one, but this one, don't call me. I'm still small. I didn't call any man of God. I'm just telling you what I've studied from scriptures for the few years I've been alive in ministry. Amen. Amen. That few years is old enough to be some people's age today. But I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I'm telling you. Don't call the church and I didn't bless you. When we come to church, carry handkerchief. Church! One of my good friends, a lady, I was asking her one day, how was church? They said church was wonderful. I said, share with me how church was. She said, man, we had an invited pastor. Ha! Man, I said, what happened? So I said, man, you know this kind of dance? I was shocked to my bones. Said, no, no, kind of dance when you dance and forget your shoe. Say, that was how service was. Say, service was great. Say, you dance, you just threw away our shoes. You just dancing. Ah! I said, I was a great fan. I remember you guys used to study voice. Say, don't short presentation. SMS. Short message, someone. 10 minutes. This is your week. He will make it. He's a man on a mission with a vision not to end in destruction. Your day is your week. Man of God.
5 minutes.
Dance 2 hours. Continue. Then you can't last where I teach.
You will sleep.
You will sleep and wake up and sleep and wake up. I'm still teaching. Your sleep will not threaten me. I'm still teaching. Because I know you don't listen to me when I'm saying it. You don't download the message. You listen to it. That's how my thoughts, you lift it. You know now. You will lift it. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Bible says in Matthew 28:20, teaching them. It is a dancing with them.
Hallelujah.
So you will find out that watch scriptures. You will find instructions to clap, you will find instructions to dance. But you find instruction, you find instruction to rejoice. There's a reason for it.
Hallelujah.
Was dancing in their word? Yes. Did you see that? Dancing was in their word. Was clapping in their word? Yes. Amen. So it's not like it wasn't existent. Right? You know, in their world, they didn't have Yahoo mail. They didn't have Twitter. Okay, X. They don't have TikTok. Right? So we can look at TikTok. But in their world, they had clapping, they had dance. But Jesus and God never said they should dance. Hallelujah. I said they should rejoice. They should sing and rejoice. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So in the New Testament, we're now giving instructions to rejoice. Hallelujah. It's an instruction in scriptures to rejoice. I see the fire of God's spirit burning already. Hallelujah. That's also going to where? Philippians 3, right? Okay, verses 1. It says, finally. When you use the word finally, it means, this is where we are going to. Finally, my brothers. It says what? Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. To write the same thing again. I mean, to write the same things to you, to me. Indeed, it's not grievous, but for you, but for you, it is safe. Philippians 4. This church, the church at Philippi, were going through persecutions. Persecutions. Not persecution. Persecution. Yet, God is telling the church, rejoice. The church at Philippi and the church in Thessalonica, they were going through persecutions. Look at chapter 4 verse 4. Look at chapter 4 verse 4 rather. It says, rejoice in the Lord what?
Always.
It says, and again, I say rejoice. They were persecution. It is there, go and cry. It is there. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again. Trinity didn't hear the first time. Again. I say, rejoice. Again. I say, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 16 and we're done. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can stop my joy.
Nothing can stop my joy.
Hallelujah. Some people just like to follow. Permit me to use Twitter. X. Just follow Twitter. Twitter. All their life is Twitter. So, you know, there's something about this world. There's some people called influencers. There's some people that have been paid to influence your mood. You don't know. They have been paid. They will put out content. And they are doing it. They are doing it on purpose. I'll tell you something. That people have been paid to influence how you think. And they can make, they want to make the whole world get moody. They'll just drop something back. This blog will pick it, and that's what you are reading for a whole 2 weeks. Your mind is just in a sad mood. I know for the past 2 weeks, people have just been sad because of the death of an artist. Everybody's mood is just sad. Everybody's just sad. Some people are dead, paid to influence your thoughts, influence your emotions, influence how you think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. I refuse to be in depression. I refuse to be sad. I refuse to go down in sadness. Hallelujah. Look at what he said there. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. He says, he's telling the church, he says to them, you know, he's giving them instructions to pray. To prophesy, you know, says to them, verse 16 before that, he says, rejoice forevermore. Rejoice forevermore. Joy is our thing. Joy is our own. Joy is our thing. The joy is our own.
Joy is our own.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joy is our own. So why should I be in sadness? Why? Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 14. Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Verse 31. When they had prayed, the place where they were staying, where they were praying, was shaking. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The place was shaking. It didn't mean that the walls began to vibrate or shake. No. It means they had rattling. Chairs falling upon each other. So that means they had an expression. I call it an expression of joy. Hallelujah. When people rejoice. Joy was their thing. Joy was their thing. Hallelujah. But have more time. I'll show you scriptures upon scriptures where you find joy. Even in the epistles. And you had it as what? You had it as instructions to rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. We'll stretch it further tomorrow beyond joy. I will look at some other things. What do we share? But first of all tonight, what do we share? We share joy. We share joy. Joy is our own. Joy is our own. The joy is my own! Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we rejoice? Can we rejoice? Are you sure? Are you sure? You are sure.